Blog Talk Radio.
Night, rather, and welcome to Hebrews 4:16. I'm just happy that everyone is listening and just grateful for those who have signed on to listen or who are going to be listening to this recording later. And just to wish you a happy belated Thanksgiving. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was just as peaceful as mine was. My husband and I were invited to one of the ladies from our church invited us over to her house, and we just had a wonderful and peaceful time. And just her home was just so peaceful, and you just know that the presence of God was reigned over her home. And we were just so blessed, and the food was delicious and healthy, and we just had a great time. So I hope all of you as well, wherever you went, that had a wonderful time with family and friends. I just kind of had this song in my heart, and I wanted to sing it. So, you are whole. Holy, holy, Lord, there is none like you. You are holy, holy, glory to you alone. You are holy, holy, Lord, there is none like you. You are holy, holy, glory to you alone. Lord, I just thank you today for such a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. I thank you for all you've done. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us day in and day out, for keeping our friends and our family. I thank you for the fellowship that each and every one of us had today with friends and family to be blessed, to commune with one another, to enjoy the presence of loved ones. I thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you, Lord, for your righteousness, for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in this day and hour when there's so many people going through, whether they're sick in their bed, whether there's death that has touched their home, whether they're having problems and trying to find a job. But I thank you, God, that you are our strength and our peace in all things. Pray for those, God, that today are having no struggles. I lift up those who have cancer today, suffering in their bodies, but yet have to work to make ends meet. Sometimes people going to work, even sick, you know, or maybe after chemo, but have to work. So I pray, oh God, for their strength, that you would uplift them and strengthen their bodies, oh God. I pray for those who are having problems in their finances, Lord, that you will help them, to help them bring increase into their home, that every bill will be paid, every need will be met, every mouth will be fed in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are sick in their body, whether they have COVID, whether they have the flu, or just even a just sore throat, or the new strain of virus itself, or just even a head cold. Lord, I ask, oh God, for healing over those today. I pray for those that do not have peace in their mind, but Lord, that you would send your Holy Spirit into their home today to give peace, peace in the marriage, peace in their mind, peace with their children, peace on their job. Bring peace, oh God. Many people are suffering, trying to make ends meet. I ask, oh God, for supernatural blessings over them today. I pray for those, oh God, that don't know what to do. Maybe they feel down in their mind and they want to give up. I pray that you uplift their hearts and their minds, God. Surround them with your love and your comfort and your glory. Let them know that you are with them. Let your presence shine down on them today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send people their way. Send friends their way to encourage them. Encourage them in the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for all you've done. All you've done. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. And I praise your holy name for all you've done. I glorify you today and magnify your name. Hallelujah. And so this is just a short prayer. I pray that it blesses you all. I pray that you guys have peace, that God continues to bless you and keep you. It keeps you in his loving arms. In Jesus' name.